Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start in Westerville, Ohio this morning, a suburb of Columbus. Alex Stone covering last night's Democratic debate. Debate number four, a supersized affair. Shouldn't these be getting smaller rather than bigger, Alex?
Well, you would think that, and it seems like that should be what is going to go on as every one of these debates. The rules to play are getting tougher, but you've got the likes of Tulsi Gabbard who is fighting that. She claims that it is the media trying to quash her campaign and that she's not getting a fair shake. She wasn't in the last debate. She was in this one last night. She just barely made it. She may or may not be able to make it for the next one in November, but the numbers are still very high. This went on for 3 hours last night, 12 candidates up on stage, and Susan, there are a bunch more who didn't make it, who have yet to bow out of the race. So still, it is a very, very big field.
Who had the most speaking time?
Well, it was clearly Warren last night. She came in as a new leader in the polls among Democrats, and she was treated that way as well. Much of the fire was targeted toward her, and by our count this morning, she got over 22 minutes of talking time now out of a three-hour debate. Biden came in second at 17 minutes, but really if there was one theme over the night, whether it came from her or came from Biden or came from any of the other candidates, it was the anti-Trump message. The argument kept going back to that. No matter what the question was, somehow they would swing it back to trying to get the president out of office. Here's Warren.
This man will not be permitted to break the law over and over without consequences.
And as all of the Democrats kept calling for forcing President Trump from office, it was Cory Booker, though, who called on the group to make sure they're doing it not just for politics.
This has got to be about patriotism and not partisanship.
It was Pete Buttigieg who went up last night against Beto O'Rourke, and they chose to spar a couple of times, but the big one was on guns. Beto O'Rourke, he is standing by his claim that rifles like AK-47s, like ARs, they should be taken away from Americans. And Pete Buttigieg, Susan, he said, look, that is not realistic. You're not going to go into people's homes and take these. Many aren't going to turn them in at voluntary buybacks. He says, just, you can give up on that. That's not happening in this country. Beto O'Rourke seemed to feel differently. He kept coming back with, no, they need to be outlawed, that they are weapons of terror. He had a whole bunch of arguments about it. But some of the other candidates pretty much shot him down on that, saying that is not realistic.
Did any of the non-front runners up their game enough to get noticed?
You know, probably Pete Buttigieg out of anybody that he had been relatively vanilla at previous debates, but that he was able to get into a few of the sparring matches to get noticed. So we're talking about him this morning. The others, no, not really. Tulsi Gabbard, she got a couple of times to talk. Julian Castro made a few points. Yang, he's got his core base, who is very into what he had to say, but most of it didn't go real deep. There was nothing in this debate where they are waking up this morning and things are changing in the race. Maybe we'll see some little dips here or there, but generally what we knew about them going in is what we know about them today.
Alex, we appreciate it. Thanks. Alex Stone covering last night's debate in Westerville, Ohio, a debate on CNN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.